Blog Talk Radio. Hello, Love is the New Religion. What a beautiful song. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're all ready for a fun, exciting Monday. We're here, and I say we, as in the two phenomenal hosts and hostess that I have host and hostess. I am really having a lot of communication energy. Mercury went back and forgot to tell my body because I'm still in that silly state of it. So what we're going to do today to enjoy the day is we're going to do a little bit of energy. Those of you who are listening in to the beautiful new song we've just put in from our wonderful friend Christy Jen Drinkle. This is one of those songs of Jen's that's just beautiful. It's one of those energies that just makes you feel good after you listen to it. So I want you guys to take just a minute here, breathe, bring in the energy. We're welcoming. Give me a little bit of time, because what's happened here is during Psychics Gone Wild time, we have added in and done a lot of energy. That's why you heard all those other songs. So I'm cleaning that out. So we're going to have Jen, Christy Drinkle, as we heard. We're going to start at a little bit of energy. We've got two phenomenal people. I've got them on the phones here, and I'm running through a little bit of energy. But unfortunately, Psychics Gone Wild sometimes does have this little bit of technical difficulties. So we're going to turn around and go to, we've got Bonnie Albers today, one of our phenomenal people, and Gary Wimmer, both very excellent individuals. Bonnie is 30 years of professional medical experience. She is works with private work with psychiatrists. She does a life coach, medical residency instructor. Bonnie works with families to reconstruct the relationships. She is known for working with individuals through sexuality, young adult transitions, all around is very intuitive, positive human being. Gary is also psychic. He's an intuitive master of lithmacy. Those of you who've been listening in, we're gonna have a class here with Gary. Gary does work with the stones. He does the patterns, the situations, and works with the stones to be able to tell your future. It's a very phenomenal tool, and one of those tools that you very much need to get to be a part of to be able to be with us. So we're going to turn around right now. I think I have Gary. Is this you? Hello?
Yes, Brother Jethro. Can you hear me?
I'm so glad I'm still got my ability, because all the numbers are all stirred up on here and it's giving me this new language. So we're going okay. I think that we've boldly gone where no language has gone before. We're going to turn around and pick up your phenomenal hostess here and look right here. I think we have Bonnie.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Gary.
Hi. Hello, Jeff. Bonnie.
Hi. Hello.
We welcome you. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and those of you calling in 773-897-6461 are going to get to spend some time here today with our two phenomenal people. We've had a lot of emails, and this weekend I was fortunate enough to be able to do our show for the Canadian station, and they were teasing me. You know, they said, we've got to get Bonnie on. So, Bonnie, I'm going to make some contact with you, and we'll work out a Friday afternoon where you can come on and do one of those shows. It's just a lot of fun. What I had a question. I love that, Bonnie. We have a question for you from a friend of ours from Ontario, Canada. His name is Delbert. He's writing and he's asking, his relationship has been bad for a while. He's tried to work with counseling. He's worked with other relationships and other individuals of all types. He doesn't want to hurt her feelings, but he knows it's over. She has, and he's saying his wife here, has put out a lot of time and money for other counselors and individuals. Can you help him, Bonnie, on how does he say when enough's enough?
Yeah, I do believe when a relationship is over, there is no way to not hurt one of the individuals, because it usually is that one wants the relationship over and the other one wants to remain in the relationship. I don't believe that people should be unhappy. I believe everybody has the right to be happy. I think if you aren't happy and you're in that relationship, you are going to have to realize that not hurting her would be for you to stay, because she deserves love as well as you do. And if it's not with each other, you have to look and really try to work out that you need to separate first. And it's not easy. It's not going to be an easy transition. It's not going to be a fun transition, and people are going to get hurt. It's trying to be kind to each other after the initial break that really matters. So I don't know what counselors you've gone to, but we call it relationship therapy. When you break up, it's how you break up. It's not being mean. It's not saying nasty things. It's moving on. And you've got to understand that when you have a relationship, it is always going to be hurting one of the people who are in that relationship that want to stay. So you can't avoid it. It's just a matter of how you do it.
Very good. We have a question here for Gary on one of our emails. That we have a gentleman here that has been studying the tarot for years and has some very bad news that he had for a client, Gary. He said that he really loves your readings on the Lithmussy and notices that you just read the stones as they are. And he's asking you, when you see something or sense something for someone that isn't pleasant, is there any way that you would suggest to him that he would use for his tarot readings to help him?
Repeat that question. I didn't quite understand what he was asking, Jethro.
I apologize, Gary. It's probably the reader. I'm a little. I don't know. I haven't drank anything, but I may start today. It's been one of those. They're telling me that he's saying that he basically has, as a tarot reader, he's had come up against some readings that were not always positive, and he likes how you just do a straight reading. When you're reading your Lithmussy, he's asking your advice that when you see something come up that maybe isn't so pleasant, what he's suggesting is there a way that he can go around it, sugarcoat it, or how would you suggest he get through those hard situations he sees in his tools?
Well, here's the way a couple of different comments. First of all, is it, I guess every second in our lives we decide if the glass is half full or half empty. Yeah, it's hard to say if you have a car accident and crap happens that it's good, but there may be good things in there. I have a lot of people comment that I'm always very positive about things. And I think, well, really, that's the way we want our lives to go, so let's concentrate on that. Life's going to throw in tragedies and curveballs. That's guaranteed. But is it something we should shy away from telling people? No. If you feel that this is something that someone is going to have to deal with, you let them know that, because remember, there's always another side of the coin. There's always another cycle. Every time you go through a dark side, you come out on the other side with a little more wisdom and knowledge and knowledge about how to deal with life. Should you choose to continue to evolve, now should you choose consciously or subconsciously to always be bathed in misery, the universe will grant you your wish. But yeah, in general, I think you should tell people. I have told people before some things that I thought were very difficult. There's a lady I did a reading for about 6-7 months ago. Told her she's got some real problems around her place, and sure enough, they got hit by Sandy. I didn't tell her it was Sandy. I didn't know. It was a fast reading on a radio show. But I did warn her there's some strange things going on, but had I even told her it was going to be Sandy and it was going to wipe out her house 5 weeks before it happened, I asked her after this, I said, would you have moved? She said, probably not. Would you have sold your house? So there's a lot of possibilities. Yes, you tell people what you feel. Yes, you always inspire people, because there is always another side of the cycle. And you try to tell people how much you feel this is inevitable, or if it's going to maybe happen, or if it can be worked around. It's not an exact science. Psychic ability is an art. I hope that helps him a little bit.
It does, and I love that. And I'm going to interrupt just for a second, you guys. I know I normally stay out of it, but I do agree with what you're saying, very much what Gary's saying. And I can tell you from last night, we were invited out to a dinner. Please, those of you who see us, you know we're psychic, you know we're on the radio. I had the most, I think, probably the weirdest experience. I had a person come up to our table and let me know that they had been read by John Edwards. They had named about four other really phenomenal names. I kind of got stuck in my head because they basically let me know that I needed to work on it. So I wanted to let you know. I've been doing it 30 years. Gary, and I want to laugh and just kind of let you guys know that we love you on Psychics Gone Wild. We help. But please, especially like out there, and I thank you. The lady, I won't say names to embarrass her here. I should, but I won't. She really did. It kind of freaked me out, and we laughed afterwards, me and my relationship, because we were, it was nice to be recognized in public, but I guess I'm going to, when you have different readers, just like Gary was just saying, I love what he just put out there. I agree so much. I have had individuals, when it's coming through in the energy and I'm getting stuff for you, I would love to be able to say, okay, that's Aunt Betty and that's John Ono and that's somebody else. But when the guides are doing it, I'm more, and what I'm excited is to help you. So I'm giving you as much as they've got for you. I did laugh because we realized afterwards we all do it individually. And I love all of you guys that listen. And now speaking of, I'm getting a button here. They're already pushing. They're going, we wait our time. We got people on the phone who want to talk to these two phenomenal people. 347, hello, how are you, 347?
Hello, how are you? Hello.
Hello. And would you like to give us your
hello,
first name?
Yeah, my name is Angela.
Angela, we thank you. And, well, you know, if you've listened to our show, we've got Gary here who does a lithmacy. And have you ever listened to the show? Gary explained to her how you do a lithmacy reading, and then we'll have you, if you'd like, even ask a question of our phenomenal Bonnie.
Okay.
Okay. The basic way lithmacy readings work is I use 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, 10 planet stones, and six stones on life, love, luck, commitment, responsibility, timing. And I drop these stones into a circle when over the phone when you say drop, and I'll tell you just in a moment. When I do it live in person, I let the person drop the stones. I read them basically from the center. I drop them into a circle of leather that's a piece of leather that's about 14 inches in diameter, I suppose, just a regular little thin piece of leather. And it represents the environment. And I drop them into this circle, and I read them from the center of this circle, about the first 2 or 3 inches, which kind of defines the core, up to the top, which is 12 o'clock, and then around like 12 hours, each hour representing a week. So it covers 3 months. So it's 16 stones, covers 3 months, touches a lot of issues. And as I've been talking to you, my dear, I've been charging these stones up. No charger, no electric thing, just in my hands. And they feel warm now. Well, someone asked me last week, said, what are you using to charge them up with? I said, just my hands. You know. But they feel warm, so anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to do, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay, drop.
There you go, girl. Well, you're starting a lot of processing now about relationships, about love, about things from the past, and it's going to bring you a good cycle. Right in the center, there's just a lot of issues. You know, don't be worried about things if they didn't go right in the past. It doesn't mean they won't go right in the future. The Wright brothers had to build a couple planes before it actually, you know, took off. But you've got Jupiter coming right into the present, and so that's showing a new sense of optimism in spite of or because of maybe the confusion and you feel and so forth. That's a good sign because it's showing that you're consciously going to take action here over the next couple weeks and really bring yourself to a point of resolution about issues, to a point in relationships where you feel good around your place, where there's communication. It's helping you to do a lot of organization and so forth. So sometimes we have to have our world shaken before we really push the go button to take the next step. Don't be afraid to take the next step, because what you've been processing is actually going to liberate you in a lot of ways. It's going to really free you up psychologically, spiritually, mentally, and it's going to give you a good feeling about relationships in a different way, about how you feel about men, about how you feel about changes in your life, about how you feel about the past. So use this first week and a half or two to really see how everything can actually turn out real much better for you. And you can, both in your own healing and your own ability to provide healing to other people, you're really gaining a lot of ground on that. And by the second and into the third week here, you're going to have a new set of feeling of balance around your place. Like I said, new communication, new organization and so forth to get things lined up such that by the third and fourth week, you're making very good decisions, and it's because you're processing things that you don't want to, you know, make a stupid decision or impulsive decision. So it's helping you really get all your ducks lined up, so to speak, all the dots connected correctly, such that by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you've got the luck stone, the life stone, the sun stone, the magic stone, the commitment stone. So both in business, in personal affairs, you're getting a lot of good energy happening to you from the fourth and fifth week on because you're using a lot of this optimism in the first week to see things in a very advantageous manner. And to that, if you're just now moving into that or if you've already made progress of that, pat yourself on the back because that's what it's about. And that's how you're gaining this new, not only new insights, but the new powers within yourself. Because by the seventh and eighth week here, with commitments, with plans, with business, with relationships, with love, and with all these fresh ideas coming into play, it's going to give you not only a whole fresh standing on your life, it's going to help you with business things and so forth, but it's also going to help you from the 9th to the 12th week to where you really have not only the emotional conviction, but the determination, the power, to be able to set a lot of new plans in motion for the future, such that new things around your environment and new plans as far as where you want to take things, the next chapter in your life as far as relationships, as far as healing, and as far as getting this psychic, you have a lot of psychic ability within yourself, getting a lot of that to work for you in a way that you can reach out to other people, connect with other people. Are you a healer?
No, I actually, I'm like really good at music, so, you know, I think that's my purpose. Like, I feel like I'm really going to be, you know, bigger than, you know, I'm really into music. Like, I always been different, and, you know, I'm a black girl, but I always like Led Zeppelin, and I always liked rock
music.
Well,
darling, I was raised with six brothers, and I was the black sheep of my family, so to speak, because I was the only one who played music and was interested in psychic ability. A little point, I played professional music my whole life. It is a tough career, but you know what? If you love music, do it. I never made a whole lot of money at it, but I did enjoy what I did, and I got to travel all around the world, you know, and all through Europe, paid for. Never got the big salaries that I would have liked, but in looking back, I got to do what I wanted to do. So that's a good thing to do, and that's where I feel like your optimism is good. In the long term, be patient. Keep working.
Okay.
Recognize the main thing you want to do is be in balance and harmony and do what you like to do. And if you keep that in mind, it'll fill you in, even if you don't make rock star status. Don't do it for that reason. Do it because you love people and you love music. And I'm going to pass it on to Bonnie. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I do it because I love it anyway, regardless of if I was to make a lot of money. But, you know, a couple of psychics told me I was going to make it, but they told me to have patience. So,
making it is doing what you like to do and get paid for it. Trust me.
Okay.
That's making it.
Hi. I have a question for you guys, though. Do you guys see me traveling anytime soon? I don't know if that's in the future, but I just thought it was, so I wanted to know if you guys see me going to another country or just traveling anytime soon.
Real quick, I think it's possible in the long term, but again, do what you need to do to get in the position to go there. I started playing music in 1963 or 4. I ended up going to Europe in 93, 30 years later. So it takes time. But yeah. I see traveling in your future. And I'm going to turn it over to Bonnie.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. I'm so happy to talk to you because guess what? You just made my day.
Yay.
Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven is the most romantic song on the planet.
Uh-oh.
And I know that everybody, probably in my age group and younger, always know that was the big makeout song. And you know me, I'm romance and relationships. So how can I? Can you ask me a question about your relationships or romance?
I just want to know. I mean, I just got out of something. It was really tricky because, you know, I feel like he doesn't have trust in himself, so he's just like everywhere. So I don't know. So right now I'm like confused, and I was kind of like gonna focus more on my career and stuff. But I'm a Cancer. Like I'm a hopeless romantic. So I always want love.
Oh, honey, you're my sister because I'm a Cancer. So
yes.
Yeah, we have to have it. We're nurturers. We love to nurture our men. We want romance. We want that relationship. And you know what? I mean, what I'm feeling is I think you're confused about this guy. And I think that I really think you liked him. And I feel like you're not over with him yet. And I think you decided to put your eggs in your rock and roll basket, but you've still got some of your heart in the other basket. So
yes.
what I don't know what you mean by scattered, but what I see is that he's confused also, and I feel like he's a good man, and I think that maybe he needs a little time, and I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I would love to see you, instead of thinking about him on a romantic relationship level, maybe you could ease up a little bit, because I think he's confused and he just doesn't know what to do, because I think he likes you too. And I just think if you just slow your roll down a little bit, I can see this relationship coming back.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Hello? I got it.
And does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because you know what? I feel like you still like him. We don't give up easy, we Cancers. Once we give our heart, we love, we like, and we stay until the very end. And I just feel he's a good, I feel he's a really good man, and I just think he's not ready. So be patient with him as well as your career, and I think you might be happy on all levels.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we've went a little wilder. We've got a really hilarious group of individuals that are typing out at the same time, and we love all you guys in the room. Please go in there if you guys are in Skype or Facebook, because that's why we have the site in there. You've got Jan's in there, and we've got some other friends in there writing you guys to go on psychicsgonewild.com, and you can chat. I tease them. I had a friend yesterday ask me, how do you multiple task anymore? And I said, I've got to be honest with you guys. I really have had to step back because I'm typing to two groups. So what I'm asking is, those of you who used to do the old Skype room, please go there, and the rest of us so we can catch you, because there's just so many people there. Bonnie, we have a really good question here for you. The person who wrote is about relationship, and they're asking about the fact that they have been in love with this person for over 18 years. The person has had an individual pass away, and they realized after this individual had passed away that this was the person that they had loved. Now, what they're having here is they've been friends for 18 years. Due to confidentiality, I can't say where they're known, but they are known in the musical world. They are pretty well-to-do in there, and they are not married to the person that they are in love with. But they are concerned now at going to this funeral and this service of a friend, an acquaintance they both had together. They're not going to be able to cope with this. They're not going to be able to go to this ceremony without showing their true emotions that they were in love with this individual. They've asked me privately due to readings to get their opinion. I know they're listening here from another country, and we love all of you guys there. They're asking me to ask you and Gary your opinion, and what do you feel she should do? Should she avoid the funeral, or should she still go to the person's funeral that she loved for feelings that might come up later by missing this funeral?
Well, can I take that first, Gary? Would you mind if
you got
I take
it.
That first? Okay. I'm going to ask if I can hear this question right. And what I am hearing is that this lady individual was in love with this gentleman or person that died. Is that correct, Jethro? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I apologize. I'm wording it because we're typing here from two different areas. She's asking me, and I said, I will put in this question, and I love what she said. She goes, please ask them, because she was in love with – she was married to someone else. She's been in love with this man for 18 years. He is – the funeral is there, and then what has happened is – due to this, there were some things that became a problem that came out that he actually was in love with a friend of hers. The friend is going to the funeral, requests her to go with them. She's in an odd situation. She's asking us psychics what we feel we see in the future for her. I told her, I said, this is a very loving relationship. Let me ask, our two people with Bonnie, because you're so gifted in that. Should she go there and grieve for this person that she loved, even though they were never together? Should she stay home because the friend that's going with her is the person that he loved? It's complicated, I guess, is the best way to
yes.
say it.
You know what? I have to tell you, it isn't that complicated. It's actually not as uncommon as you think. So, I've had clients like this, and I've also dealt with many couples like this. And let me tell you, I'm going to tell you what I think will happen if you don't. You need to have closure. absolutely, you loved this man for 18 years. He was part of your fabric. He was part of your everyday thought. For you to pay respect to him and close the doors for you is what you really, really, your heart is going to want. If you don't do it, you're going to find yourself in the future wishing you had, and you will have no way to recoup that moment. So I always feel that love is wonderful, no matter who you love, when you love, what you love. And if you love this man or, you know, person, I absolutely would be there at his funeral to say goodbye. Now, you know, spirit, they come in their funeral, and they see who's there. And out of respect for yourself and this gentleman, and I'm assuming it's a gentleman, absolutely, with no question, would I be there. I don't think you have to worry about whoever else is there. Whoever he loves, that is his karma and her karma. But please do not shut that door and say you shouldn't be there, because you absolutely should.
Very good. And Gary, we would like your opinion on this, too. She's writing.
I absolutely agree. You know, life is lived in an adult world. Not everything fits together nice and perfect and beautiful as we'd expect, unless we interpret it as beautiful. And as Bonnie was saying about love, it's a beautiful thing, you know. Yeah, there's going to be little awkward feelings about everything, you know, whether it's a past boyfriend or this or that. But still, people do grow. They do evolve. They do mature. They accept things that maybe, that was kind of uncomfortable, and then they may realize later, that's cool. We all grew. We all evolved. We all love. So, yeah, I agree. I agree exactly with what Bonnie said. Don't, if you care for people, be proud to show it. Don't
that's
be embarrassed. Right. Everything will sort out eventually. That's kind of my feeling.
Thank you, too. And I love this. You know, and you guys realize this is where we share with the helping together with this. This is a little emotional for me. This is a client of mine that I've had for about 8 years. I agree with you two together. And this is what I love about our spiritual family. I had someone call me yesterday and said, you guys aren't reading as much over the phone. I said, oh, yes, we are. Actually, we're busier than we've ever been. But what we're doing is we're giving you guys this scenario. I had someone write me and said, how come you're doing this? This helps my client. I want to thank all of you. And I thank you, too, for doing that. My first reaction, and I am Scorpio, so a little different, even though Gary's a Scorpio, my first reaction was, oh, no, I know my temper. It's like, and then I realized exactly as we guys were talking here, I'm glad where we do the retrospect, because I'm protective of the client, and I'm like, I've known all the years of it, and I agree, just what you said, here, I know that the spirits are on the other side, but my first Scorpio reaction was bite and then take enemies. You know, it's like, so we did this well, and I thank you guys. I know a lot of you are going to get in. We still got time. This is Monday. This is our fun day, guys. Set back, relax, but pushing the phone buttons. 617, you're in heaven. Come on and say hello.
Hey, Jethro. What's the word?
Oh, oh my. I'm so happy here. You always come rolling in here to make me feel good. I love you. I just tell you.
I love you, too. I think you're just awesome.
Thank you.
I really
and
do.
I,
just awesome.
You are one of our family and friends here, and we're giving away wild shirts. We have one with me and a crazy chef hat. We have a good one of Gary. I don't know if Gary knows we have it, but
ooh,
we took it off. Yeah, we're going to spill the guts to Gary. We have a very good one of Gary playing an instrument and look like he's having a blast. It's called Gone Wild, and Gary looks like he is. We've got it. It's off of one of the websites of his music days. So we're going to put in for
all
that
right
on Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going to be giving away those shirts.
Ooh,
we're also
yeah
looking for Bonnie. So, Bonnie, if you see a flash, no, we got a picture of you, too, because I'm going to be over
nice
in Orlando next week.
Nice.
How fast you can. I have them all.
Would you like to ask our phenomenal people, have Gary drop the stones for you, have Bonnie do a reading? What do you feel
absolutely
like doing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A smorgasbord of everything, because today I am greedy.
You hungry? Seriously, deprived,
oh,
my
that's
well, I'd be glad to give you a 3-month reading. What's your name, sweetheart?
It is Lisa.
Lisa, all right. Well, while I've heard you talking and Jethro talking, I've been charging up these stones. And what did you say? What did you say? I'm ready because I'm greedy? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes it's
that
okay about
all. I want it all.
Hey, it's okay to want life to do you a good hand, you know, if that's
yes
what you mean. That's a good thing, you know.
Yes.
Think positive, creative, because, you know, the universe has plenty to share. It's not going to run out. Okay?
I agree.
Plenty there. But as you've been talking, I've been charging these up. So anytime you want to say drop, that's all you have
drop?
To say. Drop? Yeah, I just did it right then, girl. You're ready to go. Yeah, you've got your
I love it. You're just hungry.
There's been a lot of change of emotions, a lot of change in your life.
Yes.
But it's also giving you a sense of resolve and purposefulness about issues coming up here, so you can not only get more balanced, but so you can feel things right around your place, around your environment, and around issues of love.
Amen.
So that's kind of why things have been stirred up. It's almost kind of urging or coercing or forcing you into like drawing lines where need be or coming to terms.
Yes, yes. Oh,
not weeks from now, but in the next couple of days and week. Do you understand? That's when you start it. Because as you do that, you're going to notice that you're going to feel so much better about your place, about love, about your environment. You're going to have more power come back into your daily environment and, like I said, your place lot. That's going to give you a refreshed feeling of balance. It's going to give you the ability to feel like you're communicating more effectively. Can make decisions better, can make terms better, that sort of thing. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, with both all sorts of commitments, whether it's love, business, purposefulness, or this commitment to yourself to fearlessly draw the lines, solve the problems, bring up the resolve and move forward, all these commitments sort of making one big commitment about how you want to run your life in the future.
Amen. Amen.
And how you want things to go. So it's a good commitment. It takes a couple, you know, a week or two to process a lot of this first part. And then as you get more optimism and good feelings about love in your place, things start picking up a lot. They start moving faster.
Yeah.
And by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, both with plans in life and with a lot of luck and with communication skills, direction, motivation, all that sort of thing, picks up quite a lot to where you've really brought in a lucky cycle in your life as opposed to sort of the confusing or difficult cycle you've been through.
Amen.
So
oh, my God.
You've really turned things around. And by the end of this three-month period, you've got both Neptune and the Magic Stone. The way they're pointing, they're indicated to me that not only you've got big plans for the future, but you've learned a lot about your own courage and your own stability and your own ability to bring strength to difficult issues and come out smelling like a rose. So this whole process is helping you conquer a lot of your fears, and it's helping you not delay things. Move things forward quicker rather than waiting until there's five holes in the boat before you get the duct tape.
Exactly, yep. That's me.
That's in general what I'm seeing, my dear. I hope that makes
beautiful.
Sense to you.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's exactly what's happening now. That's exactly what's happening. A lot of things are coming up, and I'm looking at them, and I'm looking at them realistically. Instead of sugarcoating things,
Amen.
I'm getting
Amen.
Mad. I'm actually cursing, and I don't curse, but I'm cursing now. And it feels really good. Feels really good.
Yeah, it affects a lot of practical issues in your life. And from there, I'll turn it over to Bonnie. But I hope that made sense to you, girl.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You too.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I am well. How are you? I just love this show. Good. I love Jethro.
We do, too. So, I mean, we're just so blessed. Yeah, we're just so blessed to be on with him. And what we're happy is I'm happy whenever I can be on with Jethro and Gary.
Yes.
So
yes,
I'm just
they're
blessed
great.
To play around. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. So I see that you've got some changes coming. And since I'm your romance and relationship girl, I want to know, because I feel like that there's been some paths. Well, I feel like you've let something go. So you can ask me any question. Just ask me a question on romance and relationship, what you'd like to know.
Actually, I want to know what you've just picked up.
Well, you know,
I picked up that you might have had somebody, and I think that you are getting rid of him, or you're rid of him, or that you knew you had to get rid of him.
Yes.
And I think that that was the best decision, or the best decision you're going to come up with, because I don't think that, I feel that the two of you were not cosmically made to be together. So
I agree.
The best way to put it. And I think that you're going to go one way and just burst out. You're going to find that person that understands you, that you can actually karmically and intellectually, physically, and emotionally connect with. And I think you decide that this guy is very selfish, the one that you let go. And I think that you would have been doing all the work, and he would have been reaping all the rewards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, my God. Right on.
I am so happy for you, honey, and I know that there's a future coming up for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
thank you both so much.
Good decision.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you, Jethro. I just love you. I really. I'm going to tell it. I have a crush on you. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lisa. I needed after yesterday when I got told how I needed to work on it. It hurt my feelings. I go, I'm not having dessert. My girlfriend's like, something's wrong. If you ain't eating dessert. We better call in the medics. She looked at me. She's like, nice touch your hair. She's like, checking my pulse. And I go, what? She goes, she just told me that I need to work on my readings. And she goes, what? And I go, yeah, and then I found out when we were heading out the door, she listened in. And what I love about it was Friday, for all of you guys, if you need a good laugh, we're going to laugh it off. Go to my A1R show. It was cut because of Mercury retrograde. So there's only like maybe 18 out of the 28 minutes, and I sound hilarious. I know why she was telling me that now, but it's a funny because it's like Jethro's going, and I'm, and they got me breathing, so I'm like, I sound like I'm having birth. I never gave one of those, and I don't have a uterus. And they're going, and I don't know who wanted that done, but please don't do it again. It really is like hilarious. I'm sorry, Lisa.
You know,
I have to let my
really
comedy.
Great?
Yeah,
you put together bloopers. You should put together something like bloopers.
I would love it, and I think we should do it here. Like they're having this one. I'd like all of the psychics to get together. We're going to be in September in California. Me and Dina Flanagan and a few others, and I want us to do a bloopers where they tape it because they're going to do the paranormal, and I think they should do a Psychics Gone Wild. I mean, I got funny stories about. I asked the other side. I said, I know you're not present. How have you been living? And it got mad. Like started breaking stuff, and then I realized. You know, and all I kept hearing from my friend was, respect the dead, respect the dead. I'm like, would you stop? You're scaring. I'm a psychic. I see it. It's not. And then I, you know, we could do some of those bloopers. We may try that out. You know,
I think it would be fantastic. It would be fantastic.
Bonnie, can we get over there? Gary, you ready to do a little blooper stuff and some?
Absolutely.
My life's had my share of bloopers. I can certainly contribute in that department, no problem.
Yeah, I think my life is a blooper, but it's okay. I love it.
I learned to respect
my
bloopers.
Thank you guys so much.
You have a good day, sweetheart.
Thank you, Lisa. We're going right on. Got a lot of crazy Bonnie, Gary, Jethro, or Wild Lisa that has a crush on me, and I have a crush back. We're not supposed to say that. 302. How are you, 302? 302, you're on Wild, and you just don't be shy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, we're welcoming you. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro, Gary, and Bonnie, and you are?
My name is Gail.
And you're a little shy girl. I could feel your energy there. Are you? You've been listening into us. Are you ready to have us put away, or would you like to play?
I think I'll go with the latter, thanks. Should I ask a question or how?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to do a Lithomancy reading, let me just read what I feel.
Okay.
And I'll just tell you a lot of things, okay? And then we'll turn to Bonnie. And okay, Gail, is that correct, Gail?
Yes, Gail, G-A-L-E.
Okay, Gail. G-A-L-E, that's an interesting name. Interesting spelling. You must be an interesting Gail. That's what I can feel. <You know? laughs>
I'll take that too.
It's a compliment, my dear. It's a compliment. You know, everybody's unique. Everybody's eccentric. Everybody thinks they're crazier and stranger than everybody else, and everybody's right. So that's fine.
That's right. Yeah.
my gosh.
So meanwhile, being part of Psychics Gone Wild with Brother Jethro and Sister Bonnie, as I've charged these up, all you have to say, Gail, is drop whenever you feel it's appropriate. I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, your Uranus has been coming up a lot on the top again. A lot of changes in your life going on right now. But what it's helping you do, you've got Saturn right in the center. Because you're starting to think outside the box, see new solutions, new ways of looking at things, it's going to help you organize things here in a much better way, make much more empowering decisions here in the next couple weeks, because you're starting to it's almost like if God gives you a bunch of lemons, make lemonade. A lot of changes in your life, it's helping you reorganize things. Now, you'll start feeling it first around your place, your home, your environment, workplace, where you start having this sort of, I guess, like a stabilizing energy, you know, structural planning in a good way, that sort of thing. And as you get into the second and third week, it feels like it affects a lot of your actions, but it really helps you line up your actions such that there's not, you're not going two or three directions at once. You're getting everything to where you, all your energy lines up in one good way by the third week. Sometimes it takes, again, things to be stretched out of shape or thrown out of order so we can organize them back in the way that works best for us. And that's what it feels like is going on in your life. Is this making sense to you, girl?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Because by the third week, when you get a lot of these fresh things organized the way you want, when you think outside the box but still make good practical decisions, it's going to help you by the third and fourth week. You're starting to feel a lot of fresh power, of fresh goals in your life, almost like a sense of accomplishment that's very helpful for you. Because what that does is lets you know, wow, if I can accomplish going through this chaos and making things right, what else can I do?
What else can I do?
So it opens up
a whole new.
I'm hearing some sort of feedback. You might cut your phone. There, it's ended. Okay. By the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, because you're thinking outside the box, because you've got renewed strength on things, and because you're lining up the dots the way you need to now and want to now in a like in a modern fashion as opposed to how it was 6 months ago or whenever, you're starting to see new plans, new ideas, new ways to new inspiration in your life. And that's going to help you in the seventh and eighth and ninth week with a lot of things about relationships, a lot of things about communication around your environment, a lot of fresh plans, a lot of new commitments, new balance and so forth, that's going to help replace the old system, the old doubts, the old insecurities, going to bring stuff up so you can recognize where the leaks in the boat are and fix them, so to speak, such that by the ninth to the 12th week, you're really going to have Jupiter, the life stone, the magic stone, all coming into play. So you're not only getting a lot of control back in your life, you're getting a lot of direction, a lot of optimism, and so forth. So when you, sometimes, like I said, when you get thrown off course, you have to rearrange things in a more modern way. And that's not only helping you do that, it's helping you think in terms of future visions, where you want to go. And it's certainly by the seventh and eighth and ninth week, making all this stuff from the past and difficulties around your environment, it's bringing it to resolution so you can fly like a free bird again. Does that make sense to you, girl?
That would be wonderful, yes. I've been having difficulties at my current place of employment, and it's just been really bad, and I want to leave the company.
Well, the time will come when you can and should, and you'll know that.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank
you. Yeah, it's not that far away, but don't do it before you get everything lined up. You know?
I understand. Yes, thank you.
That's what I'm seeing. Because by the end of this 3 month period, you're going to be in quite a different space. Don't worry about what's shaking you up. Think about where you're going and how you're going to get there.
Yeah.
Be empowered.
Yeah, I'm trying, but thank you.
You too, girl. Bonnie, turn it over to you, Dr. Bonnie.
I love that. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling like, you know, you need to ask me a question about relationships and romance, and I kind of feel that you'd like to ask me a question about that. So go ahead, shoot.
Okay. I have a friend. He's a new friend, and we've known each other just for a short period of time. We kind of met under unusual circumstances, but I kind of want to know if our friendship will continue to grow.
You know, I will tell you that I feel his energy, and I think that you like him. I think you're cautious, and I only can tell you that in relationships, you know, I think this gentleman likes you. And I think he's sitting back waiting for you, and I think you're holding back on him. And you know what I tell people when I see this? I say, you know, I always say put your heart out, because I believe that in life and in relationships, there are two things that can happen. One is that you really enjoy each other and you get together and you have a great romance and you take it and see how long it lasts. And the other is that you find out that you like each other, but you don't like each other like girlfriend and boyfriend or in a relationship, but you've learned to be really good friends. And unless you put yourself out there, and I see that you're not really wanting to do that, you're kind of cautious, but with him, I think you need to put yourself out there, because if you don't, he's not going to come around.
Okay.
How do you see that?
Well, the thing about it, it's kind of a unique situation, and we've never met, but we've spoken on the phone, and we're Facebook friends now, and he lives about 2,000 and so miles away from me, so we're not in close proximity, but I think a lot of him, and I think he does of me, but, you know, I am being cautious, so, yeah,
And let me tell you why I think you should be cautious and why I think that you need to see this person. I love how people meet anymore, because we used to meet in bars. We used to meet in people's houses. We don't have that luxury anymore. People work in your work environment. Now there's laws that say you can't date anybody at work, or you don't want to, because you don't want to bring bring any negative thoughts if you don't like the person, or, you know, there's a romance, an office romance sometimes isn't a great thing. So all these online dating services, and even the web and the Facebook and social media, they're bringing everybody together. But I'm going to tell you, you need to be cautious, and you are cautious. I would suggest you Skype, because then you get to see the real person, and then you get to see the real being and how their facial expressions are. But I'm going to tell you that unless you put out a lot more to him, he's not going to pursue you. So if you do like him, and if you do want to meet him, and if you do want to be in this relationship, or see if you want to be in this relationship, I would first Skype. And I don't know if you have Skype, but I absolutely am hearing Skype is the way to go right now. And then if you do like each other, I'm not one for long-distance relationships in the beginning, because I think romance grows, and you see romance, and you get to kiss, and you get to hold each other's hand. You get to walk down the street and go to a park and eat. So I'd be real cautious about him living 2,000 miles away to get involved with him. But I do see that he likes you, and he would like you if you pursue him. But I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be easy. So I'd like you to Skype him first and see if that's what you want to do.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
You have a good day, sweetheart.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And we've got a listener, 610. You're eighth in the queue. That means there's eight people ahead of you. You're the ninth caller that's up. We've got about 13. We got 35 minutes. I do thank all of you. I know some of you guys call in, and one of the things I love about this is an opportunity for you to get to test to be with the psychics. You get to hear Gary be wild with his rocks, and I'm teasing, don't take that nasty, his lithmacy. You get to hear Bonnie, I know, I saw the look in their eyes going right to the gutter. You get to hear Bonnie Albers be loving doctor. You get to hear Jethro be his crazy energy and how he does with his clients. Well, what's really good is by you getting this free little sample, you also get to look and then make your choice. Go on psychicsgonewild.com. Take a time to go with us. I had someone write to me. They've been on four times waiting on the phone. I love you guys. We are getting busier. That's the good one. I had a person tell me, I have a psychic that I can grab anytime I want. I said, I'd worry about that. And they go, what? And I go, because when I had a lot of time, it was because I wasn't really working my work. I'm not saying that there's psychics that are bad because of it. I'm just letting you know, when you're really, really hot, you're hot. Gary will tell you, when people are calling, they're going, where's Gary? Where's Bonnie? How do I grab them? Where do I get them? You're getting that little free time with us, guys. Don't let it slip away. Set a time up. It's just like when you were young and you used to have that person you had a crush on. You can sit there and talk about your tennis shoes with them. They're not going to give you that smile. Or you can sit there and talk about candy, things they like. Get yourself that time with us. Don't let it slip by. I had a lady tell me, she goes, you made me wait 3 days for a reading. I said, ma'am, I have sometimes a 2 week waiting list. So if we're giving you a little free time on here, do it. 610, I feel sad you waited all that time. I'm going to jump a couple people. You guys take it out on her. It's her fault. No, I'm kidding. 610, you get to come in. How are you today? Now you wound in and then you got shy. Hello, 610. Okay, I guess you had waited an hour. We can't. Are you here? We thank you, and we apologize. Sometimes you'll have this happen where your phone won't come in. We're going to go right on. We do this. We will always be talking. So we love you guys. Call back in. You know what I'm saying? 84.
Yeah.
We got 832. How about you? Are you ready?
Hello?
832. You're on live.
Great. This is Melissa.
Yes, Melissa, you rock. I love your name. There's a song. Isn't there a band that does that song, Gary?
Melissa.
Probably, yeah. Melissa. Yeah, Sweet Melissa.
Yes. That's it. I love that song. You were meant
to
be in.
We on the radio.
We did it, Gary. We did it. All right. Melissa, would you like to talk to us, or are you mad? We're just teasing.
Yeah, no, not mad at all. I would love to speak with you guys.
Cool.
Well, okay, right. Melissa, do you want a short reading?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Okay, well, we're going to give you the, I guess, what do you call it, the eggs over both sides. I'm going to do you a short one, and Don, Molly, do you a short one. And to those of y'all who are listening, when we give a 2 or 3, 4 minute reading, and it's just kind of general. Certainly can do more over a 20 or 30 minute period. So, as Jessel said, check us out, because we're just giving you a taste of what we can do. Having said that, Melissa, I'm charging these stones up, and they're nice and warm, so anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say, and I'll just tell you what I see for the next couple months.
Drop.
You're good. There you go, girl. Well, you've got a lot of good energy right now coming into play because you're making a bunch of concrete decisions. You're really being practical about things. You're helping to organize. You're getting all these plans lined up. No matter how much you line stuff up, there's going to be changes. So as there's changes in your planning, your environment, so forth in the next week and a half, take that as inspiration because you're on the right path, even though you may feel like you're butting heads somewhere along the way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes butting heads gets fresh new ideas. And that's sort of what it feels like. There's fresh new ideas coming to you because you've got this determination and almost like a time limit, a self-imposed time limit to make progress here in the next week and a half or two. And one of the good things that's happening is you're starting to realize how to maybe take shortcuts, do things more efficiently, do things rather than drive the long way around. You're going right through. You're cutting through a bunch of crap basically. That's going to help you get quicker results rather than waiting for a long period of time. And that's because your determination and your communication skills and so forth.
Because as you get into the second and third week here, you're going to find that, wow, there really is a lot of inertia going on in your life. You're making very good decisions, decisions about place as well. It's bringing you a lot of luck, bringing you a lot of direction. And it feels like you're getting just your momentum and your energy up such that not only can you, like it's almost like you're taking a new fresh business, new commitment, new energy on. And not only can you do that, but it's going to dispel a lot of the doubts you've had about yourself, about relationships, about love, about your own ability to plan strategy and come out ahead. So that's why I suggest this first week and a half to two to really keep your eyes on the ball. What you're doing, what you're consciously doing is trying to arrange and organize and get things right, because that's not only going to help you in that area and bring you a lot of luck, it's going to show you how to whittle away your doubt and your fear so you don't have this apprehension in the future. You're more ready to kick ass as need be, I guess, is the simplest way.
I like that.
Well, it's Gary and Bonnie-ism, it's Monday.
That's right. So, the ninth to the 12th week here, when you've got your right foot, left foot, everything on the same page together, and you feel this great optimism, it's going to really bring back a lot of love and a lot of good feelings of harmony back into you, your life, and your environment. Be patient. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you, girl?
It does. It does make sense. Perfect sense.
Good. I'll turn you back over to Bonnie. And I'll see you in just a second, Jethro. Mother Nature's hitting.
Oh, okay. It's live. It's real. He's running.
This is Sweet Melissa. I know I have Sweet Melissa on the phone, and I'm a rocker chick. I don't know. I just love that rock music, too. So Sweet Melissa is a favorite of mine, too. And I feel like you have a question also for your romance and relationships, and I'm the one to ask.
Well, I am currently married. Well, I've been married for a long time, but you know, and my husband and I think we just need to work on some better communication. We have a pretty good relationship, but I would like to get him on board to do some to do things a little bit differently with me. Do you have any suggestions to that?
Yeah, you know, I knew you were in a relationship. I really don't feel like you have any issues. I feel like you're pretty much in harmony. I think that when people are married for a certain length of time, communication is a tough thing because you take each other for granted. You love to come home. You love to talk. You love to work and build your relationships and your families. And not all the time are you on the same page. And we all go through different cycles in our life. And I can tell you that every 10 years, there's a different cycle. And if you don't change with each other in that cycle, it can be a little difficult. But I feel really good about your relationship. I don't think you have much to do. I think that he is on board. He loves you very much. And I see a really good, compassionate relationship. And communication can always be better. And here's a suggestion, and I tell my couples this, who've been married for a while. And a while, I say over 7 years. And if you're not married over 7 years, then you shouldn't be asking this question. But I always tell them to make sure that you leave a little time, even if it's 2 hours, and even just go out for a snack and make sure it's not in the house, not in the environment. And the first 3 times you're going to do that, you're going to look at each other and go, what are we here for? Well, we could be at home. What are you doing? But after about the third time, you start talking like a date night. And even if it's for an hour or two, I know my husband didn't want to do it, and then we did it. We just did appetizers. And we did it for about 6 to 8 months, and it really, really helped our communication because we didn't have to talk about the house and what was going on. We actually talked to each other. So I do suggest when you want to have some communication skills that you do try that.
Okay. That is really good advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you know what? It works, so please try it. I really recommend it highly.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And we love that name. I'm going to be hearing that song, and I laughed. We were all teasing there, and as you guys know, we do tease because we love you. So if we tease you, Melissa, and we ever did offend you, just write to the thing and tell us, knock it off, because we would.
Don't offend me at all.
Oh, we love you, Melissa. We have been here. going wild for a while. And I want to tease those of you who did call in and did the other remark. We had some of the most funnest things now for the bloopers, and we're going to share just a minute of this. We still got a little bit of time. We love all of you. Remember this, too. You know, you go to your dentist and you schedule an appointment. Please schedule with us. I had a lady email me yesterday. She sent me a really cute picture. I love the child. And I was going to really look at it, and then I realized, would you do that to your kid? Would you just hand him to a doctor and say, here's my baby? You would look, you would be nice, but you'd schedule a time and you'd want me to do it. I was tempted to be really silly and write, oh, what a cute little planetarian child that was came from. I have a sense of humor, so if you tease me, I will tease you back. So I didn't do that because I knew the mom would take it personal and come hunt me down. But what I want to tease you guys doing, remember that, please. I mean, if you went into your dentist and just slipped your mouth open, I'm here while you're here, pull this out. You got 5 minutes. I could do that for you at McDonald's, but the problem is, just like the dentist, I'm not going to use any anesthesia. I'm going to look right at you, and then I'm going to read whatever they're saying. Now, it may be about that affair you didn't want shared. It may be about that business deal you're working on. It may be about those little magazines under your bed. I don't know. But I do know psychically, when you jump into someone with this, make sure you respect them. And I, am I on the right page? I mean, Bonnie and Gary may spank me here if I'm
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, Bonnie, if someone comes to you in a crisis in relationship and you're right there walking down the street, you mean, and not to be rude, I know Bonnie's adorable. We all know she's a beautiful woman. She doesn't have to prepare. But let's say it's that day that the hare's pissed off at you. You're walking down. You're taking your dog out for a walk. They grab you and they said, my man, and they start giving this to you. Are you, I mean, I know you're a professional, but isn't there a time for it? Is there sometimes even with your, I mean, your gift giver?
Absolutely. I believe this. You know, this is how I always handled it in my life. And I love people like you do, Jethro. I can feel your energy and Gary, and you want to help. And we all know we want to help because that's why we're in this. But there's a time and a place. And I absolutely agree with you, Jethro, especially for what, you know, we all do. And I'll tell you and I'll share a little of what I do because actually, what I do is smile, and I say, oh, that is so sweet that you want to talk to me. Listen, I have some appointments open next week. Please give me a call. I'd love to put you in there. And that usually stops the conversation. And it's only because to sit and just have to, like you said, you see all this going through your head. And it's really not the time or the place sometimes to just talk to people and tell them. And I believe that when you're in the zone and when you're thinking about that person is actually thinking about you, that's when you get the best advice and best help you could ever ask for. So I totally agree with you, Jethro.
I love it, and I know that I've gotten in some flack, and you guys can email me, you can tell mommy, you can do whatever makes you scream baby, but it drives me crazy when I look on, especially like a social site, and you've thrown your underwear out there. You've got yourself there going, here's me. Bob doesn't love me. Bob's playing with Cindy, and where's Joe? And then I went over here, and Christy kissed no. That makes me crazy, because as a psychic, it's like putting your underwear out there to me. I'm like, I don't want to see that. I'm psychic, I do. And so I love with you guys, and I'm going to tease you. I had a lady tell me, I gave you 3 likes on your page, and then I found out why she was upset because I kept jumping over this. She had wrote me something on my and it's not there. I apologize, but I took it off because it was like I am a Scorpio and I'm pretty intense. I have a past that might scare a few people's hair, but in the same breath, I also have a real structure there, and like we were talking about. So I've got you guys' email, and I've got a bunch of you revved up. I'm sure I'm going to hear publicity. Go ahead. I've got a big email number. 828, you're not late. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. Oh, 828, you're static. Stand back
Hi.
From the phone. And I'll blow it up. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm so glad you called in.
My name is Tina.
Tina, we welcome you, and I...
Yes.
And we'll go ahead and start here with you, Gary. It looks like there's something on with the sound. Gary, can you hear it there? There's something going on. I don't know if it's too loud of radio.
I'm hearing a little fuzziness and a little hum.
Yeah, there is. I don't know why on my line, but there is.
You might cut your speakers down. I'm not sure it's going through. You using headphones, my dear?
No, it's a regular phone.
Oh, okay.
It's just got to be the line.
We'll try to plow through. Every time TV, internet, you know, there are interruptions of some kind. So.
Okay.
It's not Big Brother mad at me, is it? I'm kidding. Just making it funny.
The NSA is coming in.
Teasing, making a
anyway,
joke.
Anyway, my dear, I'll...
It smells like a truck. I don't know. Does it smell like a truck to me?
I'll try to talk louder.
Okay.
I'm kind of liking it.
What's your name again, sweetheart?
Tina.
Tina, that's what I thought. Okay, Tina, I've been charging these stones while we've been listening to this hum, and they seem to be warmed up. So all
okay.
you have to do is say drop, my dear. Whenever you say
drop,
I'll drop the stones and I'll tell you what I see.
All right.
Whenever you say drop.
Oh, drop.
Okay, there you go. You have the life stone right in the center. So in spite of stuff that's going on with relationships and things with the past that you feel like there's resolution, you're actually starting off your life right now and in the next week and a half or two with a lot of like fresh expectations, determination, good decision-making. Now, what you're feeling is a lot of inspiration in a lot of ways, and that's not something that should be discounted lightly. Because in the next week and a half or two, you're going to feel a lot of intuitive things, a lot of psychic things, a lot of stuff that may be a little mysterious to you. But it's a good what you're learning is good because it's helping you develop a lot of your own intuition. Sometimes when things are change radically, sometimes when things are mysterious, it brings us to a higher level. And it feels like you're learning a lot of that in the next week and a half or two. Part of what you're going through right now is making very conscious decisions to not, trip up like you have before. And that's why you're getting some of this inspiration about how to deal with men, how to deal with fresh plans in your life, and how to get new goals in your life to where they're not just goals, but they're actually starting to fall into play. Because as you go through this second and third week, you feel a lot of inspiration. By the fourth and fifth week, you're going to feel a lot of knowledge about how to put that into play, how to use it, how to make things turn out different than they might, than they would if you didn't apply this new knowledge you're learning. And by the sixth and seventh week here, with commitments, with place, with a whole new sense of purposefulness in you, and with things about love, you feel quite a bit different than you have recently about things about relationships. So you're learning a whole new way of looking at love, looking at commitments, looking at feelings around your place from a sense of empowerment and probably a lot of flexibility. It feels like you're kind of surprising yourself because you're finding yourself more fluid than you have been in the past. And that helps you be more spontaneous, be more inventive. When the tides change, you're ready to change with them rather than expect them to go the same way they were before. And from the 9th to the 12th week here, you've cleared out a lot of stuff about your fears, about relationships, about abundance in the future, about emotional feelings and so forth, to where you've really, what you're learning in this first week and a half to two, like how to think outside the box, how to see things differently, is really going to help you in the long run with planning, with strategy, with luck, and with overcoming a lot of things that you've been dealing with as far as relationships, doubts, and so forth. Now, that's in general what I'm seeing, and you, like all the folks listening, you can always listen back on the archives. I speak kind of fast, so I try to cover things quickly. But that's what I'm seeing for you. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Probably. I'm an older lady.
That's all right. Still, that's even better because you're wiser. You can learn more. You can evolve better. You're used to the trivia in life, and now you're getting down to some good substance. Does that make sense to you? You're really learning a lot in the next couple of weeks. It's going to set you on a different path, almost like reinventing yourself.
Like
why? And why not? And why not?
Like what? Reinventing myself? Like what?
The way you think about things, the way you feel about things, the plans you have, how you relate to family and love, you already do very well at that. But how you basically what it feels like is you're conquering a lot of your doubts and your fears in the long term. And you're making much better decisions here in the next week and a half or two because you're determined to make good decisions about yourself, about your plans.
so affirming to yourself that you can and will make good decisions sets the path for how to make those decisions. It gives you fresh information to process in a new way, so you don't make the same decision you did before and end up with the same result.
Okay.
This is leading you into fresh territory about how the way you think and deal with everything. That's why I say there's a lot about your intuition here in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, to 3 weeks. It's really going to be giving you all sorts of new signs in life. Don't take it lightly. Benefit from it. Learn
okay.
from it. Process it. Be happy about it, because it's going to lead you to a lot more happiness and fulfillment in the future. That's what I'm feeling. And I'm going to turn it over to Sister Bonnie. I hope that helps you, sweetheart.
It does. Thank you.
Good.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I love that you say you're an older lady, because, you know, we're all young. 100 plus is young. So,
I'm up there.
Well, you know what? I feel like I'm looking at romance and relationships for you, because I think that it's at any age. I just gave a lecture on romance and relationships of all stages of life, and so we all need it in our life, and we all have to have it. It's how we relate to people, it's how we see people, it's how we relate to the world. All relationships, whether it's with a man, a woman, a friend, a pet, are all important to us. I just feel like maybe there's some loss with you. So what, you can ask me any question. I'd love to answer anything you have on romance and relationships.
Well, I lost my husband a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it's been hard to get over him. Of course, he was my first love.
Yeah, I see him. Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think you've been, and he's saying you haven't been the same ever since. So
no,
I know that you've lost. And and you know that he's saying that, you know, he wants you to be happy, and he knows that he made you happy. But, you know, you have to continue is what he's saying, and he's kind of smiling, and he knows that sometimes you didn't want to continue. So, you know what? I'm going to put it on a lighter note and tell you that all spirit and everybody here wants everybody on earth to be happy. However long we last here, whether we're here a day, a month, a year, 100 years. So
that's
what he's showing me, that you haven't been happy. You haven't always been happy is what he's showing me. And, you know, he wants you to be happy. Whatever relationship you're in, whatever you do, he supports you 100%.
Okay. All right.
And do you feel like you're ready for another relationship?
Oh, no. No.
That's what he's telling me, and that's why I say. You've had it.
I'm 70 years old. I'm 70. I don't think I'm ready. I don't think I want another relationship.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. And what I mean by relationship, because this is what he's showing me, you know, you can have a pet, you can have a friend. You don't need a relationship like you had. But I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell it to you truthfully. I just did a whole lecture this weekend in Vegas on 60-plus. And did you know that 60-plus has some of the most romantic encounters? They almost say it's like a teenage year. So don't count yourself out. Relationships are wonderful. You never know what's going to come down the road. But I do feel you, and I understand what you're going through. And, you know, just enjoy life.
Do you see a relationship for me in the future?
What I do think is that you could have one. I see you're a pretty woman and you're really intelligent. But, in order to have a relationship, you've got to be open to one. And I just think that, and that's why I kind of told you that, I don't think you're open to one. So if you do want one, there are a million possibilities for you in all your life. But you have to be open to that kind of energy. And if you want it, it's there. But if you don't, I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeffro.
Tina. Hey, I do remember you, and I'm glad to catch you. Last time we talked, I was headed to Tennessee, and then we had some time there. I still have some classes I've got to get with you, Tina, and I'm going to call you after this. I'm so glad to hear from you. How's the poetry? You're our little lovely poetress.
I haven't written in a long time, but I am a medium.
Mm-hmm.
And you worked with me, remember?
I do, yes.
Yeah, and I guess I'm just unsure of myself, you know. So it would be nice to talk to you off the air.
I will do that, and I'm going to talk to you again. And you're phenomenal. I love you dearly. You're just like my little sweetheart, and I'm so glad you called in. The phones are crazy, but I'm glad we got through.
Oh, I am too. And it was nice to talk to all of you, and you all take care.
Thank you.
I'll expect a phone call from you, Jonathan.
Jethro, it's okay. I will
Jethro,
do that.
I mean, Jethro, hey. Pardon me?
Maybe, you know, I do the same thing whenever I'm thinking about somebody. Names always sometimes elude me, and I wonder why. So sometimes I think I'm channeling them. So that's what I said, maybe you're channeling someone.
I have never been good with names. It's terrible.
I wish I had been. I think sometimes with energy that it does have a reason for it, too. And I love you dearly. We will talk later, Tina. I'm glad you called, and blessings to you.
All right, and bless you all.
Bye, Tina.
We are working here at a wild rate. We're down to the last 9 minutes, and that's what I love about this. This is a nice friend there that, you know, it's like I have classes. I help a lot of individuals. One of the things that we've been going through and working with our psychic ability, and I want you guys to know, is that Gary is also doing classes. We've had a lot of you guys writing me, and we're working. Let's set it down. Get a hold of me. Let's get a day. Gary's going to teach you the lithmacy. Now, Gary, talk just a few minutes here about it. I know we've had a lot of people asking, but I think they're understanding. Okay, you're going to sit down and we're going to talk through the computer, so they're going to be able to hear you in their own home. You're going to show them how to actually correctly throw the lithmacy stones. Now, I had someone writing me, do they need to buy those stones from you, or is there a special place?
No. I had planned to have boxes of stones available, but prior to the time I do, you can always get stones at rock stores or buy them online. Just put in gems, stones, bulk, and you'll find plenty of them. The thing I suggest when you pick stones is to have them unique. All mine they're colorful, they have edges, they're not all a bunch of round marbles. They have lots of characteristics, and I like that because they point, they slant, they touch. The method of reading is knowing the meaning of the 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, and then the Life Stones, which are all in my book, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. By the way, that's the only book that's ever been written on lithomancy, and I ended up writing it by default because 10 years ago I was trying to figure out how other people did it and couldn't find anything about it. So I ended up writing, as far as I know, the only book on lithomancy, and that's lithomancy, those of you all are curious. Real quick, I also wrote a book called A Second in Eternity. You can find that by looking at my website or going to Blog Talk Radio. It's about a near-death experience I had in 1977, which showed to me my own psychic ability and also showed to me that everybody has psychic abilities. So, yes, we can all learn. My course I'd planned to teach, I still plan to teach. I've had a little problem getting some of the software to work the way I thought, so I'm still trying to get the right software. A couple of the organizations, I won't mention them, that I've signed up with didn't work like I thought, and I kind of went through a feud with the help people. Hey, you all said it'd do this, and it doesn't. Oh, we're going to correct that. Well, when you do, I'll buy it. So I'm waiting for the stuff to work like they promised before I'm going to pay them $60 a month to teach a class. But I do plan on teaching it. Jethro will know. It'll be on Psychic Gone Wild. It'll be on my website. Let you all know. But, yes, I want to have it interactive. I want to be able to record it. I want to be able to have all these little things to work. And for one reason or another, some of the software has not worked like I thought. So I'm still trying to get that all solved. We'll post it. We'll let you know, Jethro, and so forth. But it is a very unique art. It's a very empowering art.
any of you fans that are on, I know there's quite a few of you that have won prizes through the last 2 years with us on PsychicsGoneWild.com. We are doing an email. The last one we sent out was a meditation by Angela Bixby, a very phenomenal one. We've had a lot of requests, and Gary, they would like to do an article from you just talking about how you do it, just talking about you and enjoyment. So me and Gary will get together. We'll get one out to you guys for an email, and you can look it over and then schedule, like he said. And what we're looking at is give us some times at work. I had a person tease me last month. They said, Jethro, you guys have really changed on us. You're not like you were. Well, what were we? I don't know what you guys mean. We're psychics gone wild, and we are wild. Have we tamed down? I don't think so. I do know that we're a little crazier, and that's the fun thing about being in this with us, is you can go to different radio shows, and they can do their own announcement. I'm not going to say their names. They can go and just be very casual with you, and you can walk that line, as the old Johnny Cash song, or you can come over here with us and do the wild thing. It's up to you. However, what I love the most with it is if you guys catch us with this, we've had so many people saying we're not finding you, that if you go to Psychics Gone Wild, you'll definitely find us. The 773 number has not changed. We hit 82,000 individuals who got to see this number in one publication, Psychic Mediums. Two of our psychics were on the front page, Dina Flanagan and Angela Bixby. Both of them were not only on the front page, but I, Jethro Smith, was on the articles. One of the articles we discussed was about the difference and how do we use this ability and the different tunements of life. So those of you who look on there, check it out. Patty Negri, for you guys that are looking there, we're going to be at the Beverly Garland September 20th, 21st, 22nd. And it's going to be rocking. L.A. hasn't seen it that crazy since I was there in Pasadena 2 years ago. It's going to be all out wild. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be working with you in psychic empowerment, psychic enrichment, psychic work. I've got to get with Gary. They want a few of Gary's books there. We want some books of theirs that are signed. I've had people saying that we've got a couple of them. They want those shirts, so the shirts are going to be there. You're going to have a pit. You can wear Gary. You can wear Jethro. We'll have one of Bonnie. Bonnie hasn't been caught yet, but the days are young. She said she had 10 pictures to send us. And what we're going to do is we're just going to be wild. And when I'm there, you bet your Toyota, whatever you're driving, I'm going to be promoting you guys to get with these psychics. Why? Because they're good. I have done this my whole life. I was born with this ability. I chose to do this to help. Why? Because they're good. I've been with the psychic. I had the psychic who told me, the sun will come out, the moon will go down, give me your money. I went, what? And the lady let me know that that was my prophecy. And I said, well, that's pretty accurate, because that sun will come out and that moon will go down. But what are you doing? So this is how Psychics Gone Wild came in together. We are a family, and you guys will hear us call each other brothers and sisters. We're light brothers and sisters working together for a unity. I love what you guys did last month. You made me so happy. When I got back, you've been sharing us on Facebook. You started the promotions. It was nice to see the 800. They've sent me a site. This week, we'll be putting out for 10,000 individuals. We'll go through Psychics Gone Wild site. Thank you, Maribel. We love you. You are a cutie, and I may go, when I'm in I'll be in Nevada. I won't be in Utah. When I'm in Nevada, come see me in October at the Paranormal. I owe you a free reading, whatever you want. I don't care if you want steak and dance, and your little buns better be up and ready, because we're going to dance the night away. My girlfriend said it's fine. You got us 10,000 people to come and see us because you liked Gary and Bonnie, and I had to wait today to announce it. They didn't know about this. You made me so happy. You called me yesterday. I had sat down and made up my mind that I was going to tune down some of the shows. I'm doing 4 shows. I've got a lot of people contacting me. I want to help, but my health has reached a point. Everyone knows, it's heard about with me what happened a couple months ago. Long story short, I have a lot of healers, a lot of friends. They said, don't you dare. Gone Wild is such a popular thing. You know, I said, no, I delayed the television things. I delayed some of the stuff. My health is more important. I have grandchildren, and I have a child that I love and a woman very dearly here. All of a sudden, Orlando calls me. They're like, we've got people set up for you to come over here. I said, well, that's nice. No, thank you. Then I find out it's all healers. Every person that I talk to and read over in Orlando is a healer going to heal me back. I said, oh, my gosh. I started getting all mercy. Mary Bell calls me. She's like, I'm in Utah. We've got this number. Do you mind if we do this? I go, mind? I love you. Thank you for doing this. You're going to put out publicity to put the people to us. So it showed me my prayers were answered. That's what we're here for. We're not here for those crazy numbers. Yeah, on Facebook I got 500 friends and two people that don't like me that keep writing crazy stuff about my name. They don't spell it right, by the way. But what's even more hilarious is what we're really doing is we're helping you people. So here we are. Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie and Gary, for keeping me in this game for one more month with feeling. Love you. Talk to you next Monday.
Love to your brother, Jethro.
Thank you, brother Jethro. I love you, too. Thank you, Gary. You know I love you, too.
You too, Bonnie. Talk to you all next week.
Everybody next week. And don't forget, Psyche's Gone Wild. That's where you catch these wonderful people. Take care.